Hi, everyone. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. French President Emmanuel Macron on Thursday proposed a donation mechanism to make COVID-19 vaccines available to priority groups of people in developing countries. In a pre-recorded speech before the UN General Assembly first special session on COVID-19, Macron said the initiative aims to deliver the vaccine independently of its origin. Macron said whether the vaccine comes from Europe, China, Russia, or the United States, whether they are the fruit of donations from states or pharmaceutical companies, would thus be allocated effectively and fairly on the basis of WHO recommendations. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter joined three other living former U.S. presidents Thursday in encouraging Americans to get a vaccine, the COVID vaccine, shot as soon as possible as it becomes available. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution newspaper reporting, Carter's office didn't confirm whether he planned to get the vaccine. Carter is now 96 years old. Also Thursday, former President Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama all agreed to get vaccinated on camera to help instill confidence in Americans to get the injection. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the U.S. top infectious disease expert, also said that he would be willing to be vaccinated on camera. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control advisors are recommending that the healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities be the first in line for any coronavirus vaccines, then get emergency authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. state of California is a few days away from the tighter restrictions as intensive care units reach near capacity levels with the latest surge in coronavirus cases. Governor Gavin Newsom said Thursday regional stay-at-home orders will likely go into effect in the next day or two. In places with less than 15% intensive care unit availability, Newsom said if he did not act now, the hospital system will be overwhelmed. Each of the state's five regions will separately activate the governor's order, which also bans private gatherings and requires masks and social distancing in public places. An official installed by the Trump administration as a liaison at the Justice Department has been banned from the building. Three people familiar with the matter told the Associated Press. Heidi Stirrup was told within the past 2 weeks to vacate the building after the top justice officials learned she was trying to collect insider information about ongoing cases and department work on election fraud. Stirrup, a top ally of Trump advisor Stephen Miller, had been quietly installed at the Justice Department as a White House liaison a few months ago. U.S. prosecutors are discussing a deal with lawyers for Huawei finance chief Meng Wanzhou to resolve criminal charges against her, signaling a potential end to a case that has strained ties between the United States, China, and Canada. Meng was arrested in Canada in December of 2018 on a U.S. warrant on charges of misleading banks about Huawei's business in Iran in violation of U.S. sanctions. The Wall Street Journal was first to report the possible deal, which would follow nearly 2 years under house arrest in Canada while she's fought extradition to the United States. Further negotiations are expected to take place later today, on Friday. Meng is due back in a British Columbia court on Monday as she fights extradition back to the U.S. And Facebook announcing it will begin to removing false claims about COVID-19 vaccines from its social media platform as part of an ongoing campaign to combat the spread of misinformation about them. Facebook has taken similar steps in recent months, removing 12 million posts of coronavirus misinformation, including a video post from President Donald Trump declaring that children are virtually immune to the virus. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. We'll be right back.